sheep shearers. The morning sun had me removing my own fleece. 22 degrees, and it wasn't yet 11 o'clock. The flock were in and we waited for the men from the Nair. Gairy's men rise late, but they'd work all night, the uncle said. They'll be here by dinner time. In Harney's Cross, the table was set for 1 o'clock. So we readied sheds in case of rain, corralled pens, darned wool bags. We tied gates with baling twine and ran cables for shears. I opened 2 new tins of rattle. Blood red for the pole, ink blue for the hip, stripes and an American flag. They arrived at the crack of noon, just as the spuds were ready. I couldn't tell if it was their breakfast or dinner, but when they finished there was little left for dogs. "We'd better make a start," says Gairy, and 4 machines collectively whirred. Dogs worried sheep and flies and eyed men, but the buzzing of the razors drowned out all other pests. I always struggled with the first yo. She'd waltz me across the pen in some obscure tango. I'd eventually wrestle her to her rear and sit her up like a teddy bear. Gairy effortlessly pulled her to him, making light of my work. The razor lifted the grey coat of winter, a plough pushing away dirty snow, leaving ivory trails on spent ski slopes. Flecks of crimson betrayed his unsteady hand, a consequence of a break for a couple of large bottles. He called for Dettol, as flies shrouded the wound. I felt the relief of the sheep, as her shorn fleece was tossed in a pile. I rattled her pole and hip, our colours like a biker's badge of honour, marking our territory. "Whalen's yo's at a Harney's Cross," I said. Gairy jolted me out of my trance as he called for another sheep. I left one daydream and tangoed with another across the pen.